Hello?
Oh, hi, Rolf. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Miss Tina. How can I help you today?
Oh, I saw your text coming through about updating the payment, so I just wanted to see if you wanted me to help you do that or if you were going to do it your own on the dashboard.
I'll try to do it on the dashboard, but if you want to take it, you can go ahead. I forgot to mention that because my wallet was stolen,
yeah,
I had to get everything new again. So I do have it right here in my hand.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's a big thing when your wallet's stolen. You have to replace everything, huh? That's horrible.
Oh, yeah, military ID, driver's license, everything.
Oh, well, thank you for your service. If you have a military ID, that's wonderful. I appreciate that.
Oh, yes,
what branch of the military did you serve in?
The Army, 22 years.
Wow, good for you. Oh, my goodness. That's so wonderful. I
Thank
have a
you,
relative man. That's in the, well, they're retired from the Army, but they were out at Fort Irwin in Barstow was their last calling.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
oh,
and now they moved up to Washington.
Oh, okay, Barstow to Washington. What a big treat.
Yeah, they were in Texas for a while, too. I forgot the name of the base, but, oh, gosh, let me think.
I don't know which one.
Oh, Fort Hood? Is that what? That sounds familiar. Maybe that was it. Is that what you said?
That's Fort Hood, Fort Bliss, that's San Antonio, Fort San Antonio, Texas.
No, it has to be Fort Hood because I heard that before. What city is that in?
Houston.
Where?
It's near Houston.
Houston. Okay, I'm going to ask them next time I talk to them because I think that sounds so familiar. That must be it. So, wow. Where were you stationed last?
Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas.
Nice. So you got to stay close to home.
Well, this isn't home for me. It was my last assignment.
Yeah.
And I met my wife here. After I retired, I stayed.
No way. What a beautiful story. So now you're close to her family and everything. I bet she loves that.
Oh, she does.
Oh, that's neat. Wow, what a beautiful story. I love it. Where are you from originally?
Florida.
Florida, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Florida to Texas, you can't go wrong. You came from two beautiful places, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm loving it.
Yep, and your states are so much more level-headed than where I am. I'm in California, and things are crazy out here. So a lot of people are leaving California to go to Florida and Texas, matter of fact.
Oh, wow, yeah, I noticed that. I meet a lot of Californians that does that. I actually just returned from California a couple of days back.
Oh, what parts were you?
I was in Bakerville. I have a son up there, so we went to visit him, and then for his birthday on the 30th, and we made our way back just a couple of days back, 2 days or so.
Oh, that's so nice. Well,
uh-huh.
I'm sorry that you had to see so much June gloom. It hasn't been really summer here yet, but at least I'm sure you had fun with him.
Oh, yeah, I miss it. I want to live there. I prefer to live there.
That's how I am. We're in Orange County, and I always say, you know, I love the state too much to leave, you know, and if all the good people leave, then who's going to hold down all the craziness out here, you know?
Right.
Someone's got to stay here to hold the fort down.
That's right. I love it there.
Oh, that's nice. How old is your son? Did you take him to Disneyland or anything? Or?
Oh, no. We actually visit about 4 or 5 times a year, but no, he's 30. So.
Oh, he's already grown. Okay.
He wanted to bring his son back for the summer.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh.
Did you bring him back, or you're just talking about it?
Oh no, he's here. 8 years old. A lot of energy.
Oh yes, they keep you on your toes at that age, don't they?
They sure do, and I tell you, I can't keep up with it.
I have a 9-year-old granddaughter, so I know they're pretty close. She just turned 9, so yeah, pretty much.
Wow, yeah. Busy, huh?
Yeah, she keeps me busy for sure. My only question, if you want me to update it, I have your billing in front of me, and it's still the 2133 Trawood Drive for the billing address, right?
Yes, and I'm going to this is the, I don't, I have, let me see, make sure I got everything. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure, because I just got the new car. I have
okay.
to stop it. Okay, so I have two cars. I'm going to give you, I want to pay my bill now with my main car and then update my new car that the one was stolen, so it cut off stuff.
Okay, I can do both. So I'll take the payment on the first card,
mm-hmm.
but then I'll go back and store the other one for next month, right?
Yes, because it changed.
Okay, so let's start with the one that you're going to pay now with. Go ahead with that number when you're ready.
Okay, just a second. Glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem.
Hold on just a second. Okay, I am ready.
Okay, go ahead, Ralph.
Okay, 4088.
Got it.
8050.
Okay.
0557.
Okay.
5641.
5641. Okay, expiration?
0725.
725, and then the code?
204.
204. Okay, so I will get your authorization on this one, and then I'll go back and store the other one. So give me a second here. Okay, good. This one processed, so you're all good to go there. And then go ahead with the card for next month, please.
Okay, 4000, so 4000.
Okay.
2231.
Got it.
0173.
Okay.
0653.
0653. Okay, expiration?
0528.
And the code?
213.
213. 0528 and 213. And still the same billing address, right?
Yes, everything's the same. This is the only card I've received thus far. And the card I gave you to pay the bill was under my wife's name, but we're both on the account. We're the both business owners as well as we share the same account. So just so that you know.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. It went through probably because you're on the account too. If it didn't, it would have given me a decline message. But the
uh-huh.
one for next month, does that one have your name on it or your wife's name?
It has mine, but like I said, we're both on both accounts.
Okay, that's what I thought what you were saying. Got it. So the one you used first had her name on it, but you're on the account. But the one you used second, even though she's on it, has your name, right?
Yes, that's the only card I have received thus far. The rest of them haven't come in yet, so.
Got it. Well, I'm so glad that you're getting that squared away. Like I said, that's really hard when you lose your wallet because then you have to replace everything. How hard was it, out of curiosity, to replace the military ID? I bet that was the most difficult one, right?
It wasn't. I filed a police report. It happened in California. So I filed a police report, went to Travis Air Force Base, got a new ID within days.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And, the driver's license, I have a paper printout thus far until they send me one in the mail. And everything's going smooth thus far. The banks are the slowest ones. But
Yeah,
that's about it. Other than that, it was pretty easy.
Good. Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, I know I had lost my purse once and the same thing. I got a paper ID from the DMV and then the real one came. But at least I had something to use in the meantime, you know, which is good.
Right.
So, yeah. And I'm surprised that the Air Force Base gave you the military ID. That's cool to know because they're all military and they're all government. It sounds like you didn't have to go to an Army. You could just go to the Air Force Base and they took care of it, huh? Very cool. I love that. Did your son follow in your footsteps and go in the military too, or?
He did.
I thought so. That's cool. Yeah, because I have another friend that had him and his wife were big Air Force people growing up, and both of their kids grew up and went to the Air Force. So I'm like, it's nice when it stays in the family like that, you know?
Uh-huh. So it did. So which was a good thing.
Yeah, that's very good. So, well, I'm so glad that you and I talked, Ralph, because I got your account up to speed. So thank you so much for updating that, and have a really great rest of your week, and have a fun summer with the little guy too, okay?
Oh, I sure will.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.